Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is Black History Month. It's the month of February, and we'd love to be able to highlight some of the wonderful accomplishments that some blacks and African Americans have done throughout the years. And we've shared some time before about George Washington Carver, which I thought this guy was amazing. You know, he is quoted as saying that he asked God to reveal to him the secrets of the universe. However, God just, you know, started with something small and gave him all the secrets of the peanut. And he wound up in producing like hundreds of inventions that are still used today. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stuff that he spent time in prayer and God just revealed and showed him. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because we're going to be talking today about Booker T. Washington. And the connection between those two guys is that Booker T. Washington actually started Tuskegee University, and he brought on George Washington Carver as an instructor. And it was pretty interesting. Wow. Yeah, he taught there at the school. But I want you to listen to this segment from CBN and enjoy, because you're going to learn some really interesting insights about a really awesome man.
Tuskegee University is known as one of the nation's most outstanding institutions of higher learning. It was founded in 1881 by a former slave, a man who went on to become the most influential American educator of his time. That man was Booker T. Washington. He was born on April 5, 1856, in the hills of Virginia. His family was so poor that he had to work in salt mines by the time he was 9.
One of the things that Washington learned early in life is that if he was going to become anybody at any time, that he was going to have to overcome a lot of obstacles.
Always an intelligent child, Washington yearned for an education. So at 16, his parents allowed him to quit work to go to school. Determined, he walked 200 miles to attend a school called Hampton Institute in Hampton, Virginia.
He walked and rode, caught rides. All the way from Malden, West Virginia, to Hampton, with a couple of days layover in Richmond.
Upon graduating from Hampton in 1875, Washington embraced the idea of economic independence for blacks through self-help, hard work, and a practical education. In his book, Up From Slavery, Washington wrote, "During the whole of the Reconstruction period, our people throughout the South looked to the federal government for everything, very much as a child looks to its mother. This was not unnatural. The central government gave them freedom, and the whole nation had been enriched for more than two centuries by the labor of the Negro." But Washington went on to say that the government had failed to assure the opportunity for education that would prepare former slaves for the full benefits of their freedom. So providing that became the driving force of his life, a vision that led him to start Tuskegee Normal and Industrial Institute, a trade school for blacks in Alabama.
He had determined in his mind that he would open the school. And on July the 4th of 1881, he declared, of course, the school to be open. He wanted it to be Independence Day for blacks.
The school's beginnings were humble. Classes were held in a run-down church and shanty. As the presiding principal, Washington outlined several objectives for the new school. He urged students to return to the plantation districts and show the people there how to put new energy and new ideas into farming. He also insisted on high moral character for both students and faculty.
There is no doubt that his faith in God played a particularly motivating role for him to do what he did, for him to develop the character that he did at a time when people were being denied their humanity, says a lot about his perseverance.
Just as Dr. Washington did, we opened faculty meetings with prayer.
Christian faith was something Washington learned as a child in Sunday school, and it helped shape his ideals and character that just wouldn't give up. As head of Tuskegee, Washington tirelessly traveled the country, raising funds from both blacks and whites. He soon became a well-known public speaker. His famous Atlanta Compromise speech explained his major thesis, that blacks could secure their constitutional rights through their own economic and moral advancement, rather than through legal and political changes. His conciliatory stand angered some blacks like W.E.B. Du Bois, but many sympathetic whites approved of his views and helped him in his cause.
He was able to appeal to the philanthropists and the politicians. Did have close relationships with people like William McKinley, President McKinley, Theodore Roosevelt, and Taft. Was good. Washington was a Republican and had really, in fact, been able to get a lot of support from the Republican presidents and people who were Republicans who supported black advancement.
But perhaps Washington's greatest accomplishment is summed up in the inscription found on this monument, erected in his honor at the center of Tuskegee's campus. It reads, "He lifted the veil of ignorance from his people and pointed the way to progress through education and industry." Charlene Israel, CBN News.
Oh, it, by chance, he happened to invent the Super Soaker, and with all those, you know, the money that came from that, he was able to do the stuff that he really loves to do, and do a bunch of research. Really, an interesting and amazing person. But did you know, one of our very own here in Pensacola, is an alumni from Tuskegee University, General Daniel Chappie James. He is a graduate.
Oh, wow.
If you don't know much about Chappie James, General Chappie James, he was the nation's first black four-star general.
Oh, wow.
And when you look back, and that's just some of their distinguished alumni, but when you look back and you say, wow, what a difference one man can make. Listen, Booker D. Washington has done so much. In fact, I mean, we know of high schools that are named after him, mm-hmm. and a lot of other buildings. I mean, and we're just this is just a tip of what he's done. He wrote some amazing books that a lot of people have read and have been encouraged. And I'm just grateful for the history that sometimes, you know, hey, I didn't know anything about Booker T. Washington until I was an adult. You know, a lot of this stuff is just not being taught in schools. And I'm grateful for the opportunity now to be exposed and to learn more about it. This is just absolutely amazing.
Wow.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.